Many public speaking books and speech coaches talk about the importance of connecting with your audience as quickly as possible. They'll tell you this is vital because, according to various studies, audiences make up their minds about you within 7 to 30 seconds of hearing you. Within 7 seconds, they decide whether they like you. Within 30 seconds, they'll decide whether they will continue listening to you. This is valuable information, and you should consider it when crafting your speech opening. What often isn't discussed is that audiences are evaluating you long before you stand up and speak. Because of this, there are two important tools you can use that will transform a room full of strangers into friends and create anticipation for your talk before you say a single word. The first of these tools is to use the time before you speak to interact with audience members so they begin to know you. Most speakers don't take advantage of this opportunity. Often, their first interaction with people is when they stand in front of them and begin to speak. Use one simple activity and you can immediately stand out from the crowd. What is this activity? Introduce yourself to as many people as possible before the event begins. A quick handshake, smile, and friendly hello begins a connection with each person and breaks the wall that often exists between strangers. Speaker Susan Rowan is a master of this. She will stand at the entrance of a meeting room where she will be presenting and shakes the hand of every individual who enters that room. What does this accomplish? By the time Susan steps on stage, she's not talking to a room full of strangers. In a sense, she's now part of the group. By investing just a couple of seconds with each person, she creates a room full of allies who want her to succeed. If it works for Susan, it can work for you too. The second tool to deepen your connection is to turn your introduction from a bio about you into a promise for them. Think about the typical introduction. Our next presenter is an award-winning speaker and certified world-class speaking coach. He's the contributing author to 4 books, including the Amazon number one bestseller, World Class Speaking in Action. He is highly sought by speakers all over the world to help them improve their presentations. Today, he will teach you the foundational concepts to create a speech that grabs audience attention, entertains them, and inspires them to take action. Michael has been a professional speaker since 2001 and is a 26-year veteran of the financial services industry, helping clients create long-term security and peace of mind. He is the father of 2 sons and a longtime resident of the tri-state area. With his speech, Stand Up, Stand Out, please help me welcome Michael Davis. What are your initial thoughts about this type of introduction? Most people say that it's important to establish your credentials and let people know your background. I couldn't disagree more. What is the primary thought in the minds of an audience when a speaker is being introduced? Is this going to be worth my time? Am I going to get any good ideas from this? How long is this going to last? Or some variation of those thoughts. With the introduction you just heard, none of these concerns are addressed. It's self-laudatory and doesn't orient the audience to what they're about to hear. Everything you do in a presentation should be about the audience. This includes your interaction with audience members before the event and the introduction. The introduction can help you stand out before you say a single word. How? Use these keys to build a world-class, audience-focused introduction. Number 1, start it off about them. Don't have the introducer talk about you first. Pull the audience in immediately with a question or comment that ties into your main point. This is their first clue that this talk is about them. This makes them feel like a part of your presentation and that listening to you will actually be a benefit to them. Number 2, make a promise. Tell them specifically what they'll gain by listening to you. Instead of telling what you will provide, tell them what they will receive. This is a subtle difference, but it's powerful. Focusing on what they will gain instead of what you will provide makes them feel like this is about them. This is much more effective than telling them what you're going to tell them. Number 3, build credibility with relevant credentials. Once the audience understands what they're going to get out of listening to you, insert your credentials, but only if they're relevant. In the example you just heard, the information about my financial planning background was unimportant to my subject of public speaking skills. Your experiences must relate to the subject at hand, or else you're simply feeding your ego. Only share credentials that are relevant to the main message. Number 4, set up an important aspect of your speech. Use the introduction to set up a key point you can call back to in the presentation. For example, in my Stand Up, Stand Out presentation, the introduction points out that I struggled for 10 years to discover a process that would help me and others craft and deliver meaningful speeches. Later on, I refer back to this 10-year search to set up the idea that my experience can save them a decade of learning time. This callback helps deepen our connection and offers them hope. 5, take everything about you and turn it into something about them. The most important word in speaking is you. Review every sentence in your introduction and turn every reference about you, the speaker, into something about the audience. In the previous example, there are 7 references to me and only 1 to the word you or your, obviously referencing the audience. This is a terrible ratio. Although there are no hard and fast rules, the word you or yours should be said at least 3 times more than me, I, or a reference to the speaker's name. Those are the 5 keys to creating an audience-focused introduction. Using these tools, let's hear a reworked introduction. Have you ever felt anxious, frustrated, or stressed out about giving a speech? How much better would your career be if you could confidently craft and deliver presentations that capture audience attention, keep them interested throughout, and compel them to take action on your message? Contrary to popular belief, great speakers are not born, they are made. The best speakers in the world use repeatable processes and tools to develop meaningful and memorable messages. You're about to learn some of those foundational concepts from our next presenter. Michael Davis has studied with and learned from Hall of Fame and World Champion speakers since 2001. He is a certified world-class speaking coach and a contributing author to 4 books about speaking and marketing, including the #1 Amazon bestseller, World-Class Speaking in Action. Michael struggled for 10 years to learn a process that he could both learn and share with others. A repeatable process that enables you to develop and deliver a message that positively impacts your audience. By the end of this presentation, you will learn key tools, including how to create a big bang opening, how to avoid overloading your audience with information, how to create a desire for your audience to hear more, how to conclude so that your audience takes action, and much more. If you want to learn the skills used by the best of the best and craft messages that help you become better known, create more opportunities, and reduce the stress and anxiety of speaking, get ready to be educated, entertained, and inspired. With his speech, Stand Up, Stand Out, please help me welcome Michael Davis. Can you hear the difference? There are 5 references to you or your before any reference to me. The first part of the introduction discusses a problem that audiences want to avoid, and then discusses solutions to those problems. There is a promise of 4 specific benefits they will receive. My credentials are relevant and brief. There is a reference to my decade-long quest to find a process that can help me but the benefit for the audience is also included. There are 12 references to the words you or your, and only 4 to me. That is a ratio that is more audience friendly. With this type of introduction, aren't you more likely to sit up and take notice and listen to the speaker with an open mind? My experience has been that audiences will do just that. With only 7 to 30 seconds to make a positive impact, developing rapport with an audience can be difficult. However, if you use the 2 tools you've just learned in this program, you can gain a huge edge on your competition and stand out before you stand up in front of a group and speak. Introduce yourself to as many people as possible and create an audience-focused introduction, and you can transform strangers into friends before you speak, and you enhance your odds of leaving a meaningful and lasting impact.
Hi, this is Michael Davis. If you picked up useful ideas in this program and would like to learn how you can use public speaking to become better known in your industry, advance your career faster, increase your income, or reduce the stress and anxiety that's often involved with creating and delivering world-class presentations, then I urge you to visit the site speakingcpr.com. There you'll find cutting-edge ideas, tools, and processes used by some of the best speakers in the world to create and deliver presentations that keep people on the edge of their seats and inspire them to take action. While you're at the site, be sure to sign up for our free 52 Storytelling Tips program. In 1 year, you can become at least 3 times the speaker and storyteller you are today. You'll learn how to tell stories that grab audiences' attention, keeps them eager to hear more, and compels them to take action on your message. Again, the ideas and tools that you learn are free, and the value to your storytelling ability will be priceless.